Don and Juan. That's the flip side of What's Your Name? Chicken Necks here on Radio 9 WRCT. And I think, engineer, are we ready? He's giving me the high sign. Okay, hopefully this is going to work. As you know, this is Groundhog Day today, February 2nd. And up in Punxsutawney this morning, they pulled the groundhog. They pulled the groundhog out of his burrow, Punxsutawney Phil, and we have Punxsutawney Phil on the WRCT live line right now. Phil, you sound a little tired.
Well, you'd be tired too if some jerk pulled you out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning and made you talk to a bunch of drunks.
Well, I guess a lot of people are wondering how you became such an expert in forecasting the weather.
Well, I was always interested in the weather. Even as a little pup, I guess you could say I had my nose in the air and my ear to the ground. You know, because I'm a groundhog.
Right, because you're a groundhog. Did you take any kind of training in the weather, or is this all self-taught?
I went to school to get my bachelor's in meteorology, and ever since then, I've been predicting the weather.
You have a bachelor's degree in meteorology. Where did you get your degree in meteorology?
Where does everybody get a bachelor's in meteorology? You go to Penn State.
Oh, okay. I guess I just didn't realize that groundhogs could get into Penn State.
Well, if weasels could go to law school and rats could go to business school, why can't groundhogs go to Penn State?
Well, you make a very good point.
I mean, even George W. Bush got into Yale.
Yes, that's very true. We're talking to Punxsutawney Phil right now on the line from Punxsutawney, PA. Did you have a hard time paying the tuition at Penn State?
Oh, nope. I got a minority scholarship. I was the only woodchuck that year who applied to meteorology school. I think the rest were English majors.
Yeah, that stands to reason. On our WRCT hotline right now, as I mentioned, is Punxsutawney Phil, and it is Groundhog Day today. I guess we're all waiting to hear. Phil, what is your weather prognostication, O seer of seers?
Well, I expect a brief period of clear to partly cloudy skies tonight before more clouds move southward, which should keep skies partly to mostly cloudy through Sunday with near normal temperatures.
Uh-huh,
now, we
right.
do have a weak low pressure center developing uh-huh. over the Midwest, which should move northeast into Monday. That'll bring the risk for showers through the
yeah.
first half of Monday. Most of the precip, though, is going to fall as rain.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday is going to be another transition day, though, as colder air moves in.
Oh,
and the rest of my extended forecast shows near normal temps with chance for rain or snow Thursday night into Friday.
Like talking to Fred Isobars all of a sudden. Phil, I think people were just wondering about whether or not you saw your shadow and if there's going to be six more weeks of winter.
Fine, whatever. Yes, I saw my shadow. We're going to have six more weeks of winter. Are you happy now?
Gee whiz, sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but it's kind of the thing that you're famous for.
Well, just that the groundhog spends all these years learning about science, and all you people want to know about is superstition. I will never understand humans at all. I really
thank you very much. That there was Punxsutawney Phil, who's been on the live line with us at WRCT. Thank you very much, Phil.
Yeah, you're welcome. I hope your den caves in.
Okay. A grumpy groundhog.
Weather break. Go!
On the line with us from Punxsutawney. Cloudy skies this afternoon, highs in the upper 30s, partly cloudy overnight, lows in the upper 20s. On Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning and then becoming partly sunny with highs in the upper 40s. As Phil mentioned, rain likely, highs in the upper 50s later on in the week. Could have some snow at the end of the week. Right now in Oakland at WRCT, we've got overcast skies and 29 degrees.
Demand Radio 9 to help you make your plans. The latest